Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of Future Brew, Michigan's football and basketball recruiting podcast here on SB Nation's Maize and Brew Podcast Networks. My name is Vaughn Lozon. Joining me today, John Simmons. John, how you doing? Are you surviving the snow yet?
Yes, I'm hunkered down here in my basement, waiting it out. I'm scared to see what it'll look like tomorrow morning, though, when I try to go to work.
It's pretty terrible. I feel like I'm trying to avoid like an apocalypse of sorts right now. Like it's a zombie apocalypse outside, and I'm bunkered in my bedroom right now. I'm just gonna avoid all of that and just hope and pray that I wake up tomorrow and it is June. But that ain't gonna happen. So for now, though, we will just stick to what we got here: Michigan football recruiting. We've got a big weekend coming up here at the Big House with Michigan State coming in. A lot of recruits going to be coming in. But let's talk real quick first about where the assistant coaches went during the bye week. This was Michigan's second bye week of the season. Pretty much all the assistants were out recruiting, including Jim Harbaugh. He was out on the recruiting trail as well. But we'll start right here with one of the commitments already in the 2020 class. That's Zach Zinter, offensive lineman, four-star. Don Brown and Jim Harbaugh on the 5th of November went out and saw him, saw Tyler Martin and Khalil Mullins, who was another committed prospect there in the 2020 class. So just getting some good work in there early. And Tyler Martin, probably not a name that you're too familiar with, definitely not a name that I'm familiar with, John. So let's turn to you, John. Talk to me about this guy real quick. What's he about and what are they recruiting him for?
Yeah, Tyler Martin is Zach Zinter's teammate at Buckingham Brown and Nichols. He's a 2022 guy, so he's a sophomore right now, which is kind of understandable why he's not a familiar name. But Michigan's been on him for a while. He's visited a few times already. He's an inside linebacker. He's already 6'2 and a half, 227, so he's going to be a thumper middle of the field type player, I'd say. He's already got offers from Boston College and Nebraska and Michigan, Virginia, Vanderbilt. So he's primed to be a big time guy when it's all said and done, but he's obviously got a little bit of a ways to go before he, makes a decision. And also even further in the future, Harbaugh and Don Brown offered Zach Zinter's younger brother, Preston Zinter, who's a 2023 guy. So he's a freshman. He's like a tight end, defensive end guy. Still a bunch of time to see where he'll end up, but he's already like 6'2", big like his brother. So he also has the looks to be a good recruit one day. So, and with Zinter already committed, I think Michigan's obviously in a good spot.
Yeah, most definitely having your brother committed and then going after his little brother definitely can't hurt, especially if he's projected to be a nice prospect there in the future, even though he's just only a freshman. But time will tell if he ends up building a big prospect ranking like what his brother has as a four-star offensive lineman. And Khalil Mullings, another four-star guy that is from that same area. He's been one of the longest recruited guys in this class. I think Don Brown has been looking at him since 2017. So it's been a long time that they've been recruiting those guys, but certainly good to see that that they were out there just supporting those guys and making sure that they're still strong to their verbal commitment, which you would imagine that a lot of these guys are probably going to sign during the early signing period in December. But a couple days later, on Thursday, the 7th, Josh Gattis went out to Hawaii, which must have been terrible to come back to all of this terrible weather when you were just in Hawaii, but was able to visit with Roman Wilson, another committed prospect in the 2020 class, four-star receiver, along with his quarterback, who they haven't extended an offer to yet, but probably will at some point. Jaden Delora, he's a three-star guy. We talked about him a week or so ago on the podcast. He is Roman Wilson's high school quarterback. And with J.D. Johnson no longer technically in the class for the quarterback, he had to medically retire. You would imagine that Jaden Delora is a quarterback that Michigan is looking at moving forward, especially with them going all the way out to Hawaii to not only visit with him, but probably get a good working relationship going too.
Yeah, I'm sure Gaddis was real beat up having to pull that straw to go all the way to Hawaii and then visit California for the bye week. But yeah, I'm pretty surprised that Jalora didn't get an offer, especially because they offered another one of Roman Wilson's teammates in Titus Mokiau Adimalala. Hopefully,
say that three right. times fast.
And he's a younger guy. I think he's 2022, so he's got a while. But yeah, I don't know if they didn't want to offer Delora, then go right the next day and see Stroud and have that, like, you know, hang over it. But we'll see. I'm sure they're still going to keep tabs on him and see how that goes. But yeah, it definitely shows that there's definitely a high level of interest if they're willing to spend all the time to go all the way out to Hawaii. So I think that they are still interested, and an offer could be coming, especially if things with Stroud don't go the way they want it to.
Yeah, most certainly. You would imagine that an offer might be coming here with Stroud looking to make a decision sooner rather than later. And we'll talk more specifically about him in just a minute. To Titus, actually, is a 2021 prospect. I spoke with him. I caught up with him after that offer, and I asked him. I was like, so do you know Roman Wilson at all? Because they're not teammates, and he texted me a screenshot of him and just showed me a little bit of the conversation that Roman Wilson reached out to him after he got offered, and you know, just extended his feelings toward Michigan, you know, pretty much saying, you know, how you feeling about Michigan, and you know, just was being really friendly with him. So it's good to see that Michigan commitments are doing that for guys that are just getting offered. But let's talk about C.J. Stroud real quick, John, because Josh Gaddis and Jim Harbaugh both went out there last Friday to see him in action in his high school football game. This is obviously the big fish that they're trying to land after J.D. Johnson unfortunately announced his medical retirement. But four-star guy, 6'2.5", 194 pounds. He's a California guy, 133 overall in the 24/7 composite rankings, third ranked overall pro style quarterback. All the crystal balls are still at Ohio State. You would imagine that Ohio State's probably out in front in this recruitment right now, but Michigan's right behind them, getting that offer in, having Jim Harbaugh and Gaddis go out there and watch them play. And it's certainly good to see that they have really taken off in this recruitment, so much so that Stroud announced that he's going to be visiting Michigan officially for the same weekend, actually, that his good buddy, cornerback Dorian Green-Warren, is going to be visiting as well, 2024 star cornerback. So certainly good news that both these guys are going to be on campus during the same weekend, in the first weekend there of December.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's good that Stroud and Green-Warren will be there together, because I think it's more likely that Green-Warren actually comes. He's canceled his visit a few times. He's supposed to come up for the barbecue, didn't make it. He was originally going to come up for the game on the November 30th, but rescheduled to the week after. So I think before the news that Stroud would be visiting, I was kind of unsure if he'd even make it to campus at all. But I think with his good friend being there, it's much more likely that he'll actually go there. And we obviously know that Michigan needs a good cornerback in this class to pair with Andre Seldon. So if they can, you know, kind of pitch this package deal to them, get both of these guys to come across the country, it would definitely help big time, for sure. And I know a lot of the West Coast recruiting analysts have been saying that even though it's 100% crystal balls to Ohio State, they don't think it's that, you know, sewn up for the Buckeyes quite yet. And so there's still room for Michigan and other schools to operate. I know he's considering like Oregon and Georgia, who Oregon, I know, already has Jay Butterfield, who Michigan went after a while, and he's a top 100 guy. So I don't know how much he wants to be in that class. It's bad enough with Jack Miller in Ohio State. So Michigan's still got the advantage of not having a quarterback yet that they can continue to use in this recruitment.
Yeah, they're going to need one too, man. You know, you can't leave the quarterback position. You know, you can't leave a void for one recruiting class. So they're going to have to get somebody. And CJ is definitely the best one on their radar right now. Whether they're able to land him or not is to be determined. But you've got a month, and it seems like he's pretty open to visiting, and just this entire process in general. So if Michigan's able to land a commitment from Stroud with offering so late, getting him onto campus so late, it'd be a pretty good recruiting job from Jim Harbaugh and Josh Gattis. But we will certainly see how all that plays out. But there are a few other guys that they sent offers out, and the Michigan football program sent offers out to during the bye week. Javari Ritzy, this strong side defensive end. And let's talk about him for just a sec. He's a top 200 guy in the 2021 class. He's ranked 159, 6 foot three and a half, 265 pounds. He's from the state of North Carolina. And he's starting to pick up some nice offers here. Auburn, Florida, a few other SEC schools in there, Penn State. So yeah, he's a up and coming prospect here that Michigan decided to get involved with as well.
Yeah, Michigan did some work on the Atlantic Coast region. I believe Ed Warner was the one who gave this guy the offer because he was around visiting a bunch of O-line prospects too. But yeah, he's definitely an interesting guy, very long, pretty lean. I think he can be a good anchor because he's already 265 as a junior. I think he can grow maybe into that 280 and be the kind of guy who goes after the tight end like Chris Wormley, Rashawn Gary. But yeah, he's an interesting guy for sure. And Michigan's definitely put in a lot more effort in the Virginia, North Carolina area in 2020 and 2021 so far. So they're definitely trying to get guys from down there. That Warner also visited Tristan Lee from Virginia and James Pegorelk from North Carolina, who are both offensive linemen. Pegorelk's a 2020 guy who's going to visit for the Michigan State game this weekend. Kind of an under the radar guy who just got a bump in the rankings, along with Matthew Hibner, who Warner also visited from Virginia. So he definitely got some miles recruiting this week.
Yeah, he put in his time this week for sure during the bye, visiting all these top prospects and some of these guys that are already committed, like you mentioned, Hibner. Also visiting with Landon Tengwall, who's probably the, if not the number one offensive lineman prospect they're going after, one of the top offensive lineman prospects that they're going after in the 2021 class. We've talked about him on the pod before. Him, it's pretty much Michigan, Notre Dame, and Penn State are the top three at this point. You know, it's kind of interchangeable at who's at the top. For him, it seems like one week it'll be Penn State, one week it'll be Notre Dame. You know, so definitely one to keep your eye on there. But now Ed Warner definitely put his time in this bye week for sure, visiting with all those players. And another guy that got an offer during the bye week, Barrett Carter. He's a outside linebacker, 6 foot one. He's from Georgia. He's number 114 overall in the composite rankings, number 8 outside linebacker, number 12 player in the state of Georgia. And he's pretty much got every offer at this point that you could possibly imagine, with Alabama, Clemson, Auburn, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, tons of SEC schools, tons of Southern schools, Ohio State also in there, Oklahoma, Notre Dame. So pretty much everybody that you could possibly imagine is getting in on him. He's probably going to be one of the top guys, I would imagine, when it's all said and done in the 2021 class. He's well off to a pretty good start there with being 114 overall. So probably a pretty big-time player that they're going after now with Barrett Carter, with getting the offer in there.
I wouldn't say Michigan's chances are too great here when you go after a Georgia guy with all those offers. The one good thing that could help Michigan is he plays for North Gwinnett, which is where DJ Turner went to high school before he transferred to IMG for his senior year. We know Turner was a really good peer recruiter. So I don't know if they knew each other. They're separated by a couple of years. But if anything, that would help a lot. And with Partridge working Georgia, he definitely has won battles there before. But I'd keep Michigan's chances in check here.
Most certainly. And another guy, actually, that Campanelli visited with last week during the bye, not only was it William Mohan, the Viper of the 2020 class, he also visited with a teammate of his who was also offered by Michigan and quite a bit of Michigan's rivals here. 2021 weak side defensive end Jazion Harris, four-star guy, 160 overall, 6'4", 215. Both crystal balls so far in favor of Ohio State. So he's got that Ohio State offer. He's got an offer from Penn State, Michigan State, LSU, Nebraska, Oklahoma. So he's picking up some decent offers here as well, especially being a New York kid. Not many players from the state of New York get ranked this high and get offered by this many really good programs this early in the recruitment with him being a 2021 kid.
Yeah, and I think it's fortunate that Michigan has all these commits with highly ranked teammates that they can also visit while keeping the commitments in check. But I think those Ohio State crystal balls are kind of just because Erasmus Hall has been so good for the Buckeyes in the past, getting guys like Curtis Samuel from the school lately. So it's kind of just like as soon as Ohio State offered, it was why would he go anywhere else? But now I think that Michigan's gotten in there with Mohan. It gives them definitely a better chance. And Mohan actually played well enough last week that 24/7's Brian Doan, their Northeast guy, was at the game and said that he filed it away for him to get elevated in the rankings, which will be nice because he's right on that 3-4-star cusp. So he could end up earning his 4th star when it's all said and done, which is another feather in the cap of Michigan's evaluations.
Yeah, especially considering that a few of their prospects recently got a bump in the rankings. We mentioned Hibner earlier. I actually think that A.J. Henning went down a couple spots, if I'm not mistaken. He's number 90 overall now. It seems like Blake Corum just keeps going up and up in his rankings as well. So
Jeffrey Percy just got his 4th star.
And yeah, I was going to mention him as well.
What industry put him up there, but yeah. And I think Michigan visited him as well because they offered another one of his teammates, Ross Messiuli, a guard, at J. Sarah. So I think they definitely visited him as well. And he's another guy that the West Coast guys like Greg Biggins have been saying is having a really strong senior season. So I think that's good too.
No, most definitely. And Ross Messiuli, I haven't heard a ton about him. He doesn't have a composite ranking yet, but he's a 6'3", 315-pound offensive guard. 247's got him at 762 overall as of right now, and the profile lists offers from Arizona and Fresno State. So probably not incredibly updated there, but yeah, no, it's great news to see Jeffrey Percy get that 4th star. He is probably one of those under the radar prospects that Michigan offers early, and then you just see him blossom late in the recruiting process. And they've done a good job of identifying those kind of guys in the last few classes, with Charbonnet being the guy in the last recruiting cycle. Obviously, Percy's not going to jump as high as where Charbonnet was at the end of his recruitment, but definitely good to see Michigan getting a good eye on some of these kids, getting them to commit, and then seeing all the hard work pan out and get that 4th star with Jeffrey Percy. And definitely good to see. You could probably I could see a couple more of these kids getting their 4th star. I think Hill Green has been a little underrated, in my opinion. I think he could get a 4th star as well. You see anybody else getting a recruitment rankings bump here, John?
Yeah, I don't know. Michigan has a bunch of guys in that 88 range, like right below 4-star. I know Cornell Wheeler, he's an 86 on 24/7, which is kind of the outlier here. If he gets just a little bit of a bump from them, he could make it into the 4-star range. Aaron Lewis is a 4-star on 24/7, but not the other sites. And he's having a pretty dominant senior season. I think he could definitely win. And one guy who's like right above 4-star, and Roman Wilson, he's right on the cusp, but on the higher side, I think he could go up too, because I don't think he got bumped too much after running his, 4.3 something, 40, getting timed at that, 4.37.
Yeah, that was a while ago too.
So I think once he gets evaluated again, he could get it.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago, because I remember that when 24/7 released that 4-star Friday segment that they had, I don't know if they still do that anymore, but he was one of the Yeah, Hibner. Oh, okay. Roman Wilson was one of the first guys that was on that four-star Friday, and he wasn't committed to Michigan at that point in time. But and I think that was like right after Michigan offered him was when he got that fourth star. And now he definitely could be in line too because he's having a good senior season. A lot of these kids from Michigan are having a good senior season. Blake Corum probably being the one guy that you would, you know, be the outlier of, you know, he's having a crazy good senior season. AJ Henning as well, having a pretty good year. But
yeah, Henning's at like 25 touchdowns. I wonder if he'll get reevaluated too because the junior injury was kind of what dropped him back down. He was a top 50 guy. I'm just hesitant just because usually guys up there don't get have a chance to get moved back up once you're already in the top 100, but we'll see. Because he's like 150 on 24/7.
Most certainly, you could probably see him getting another bump as well. But I think that was about everybody that they went and visited. John, am I missing anybody?
Not really. The one guy I wanted to point out who notably did not get a visit is Miles Hinton, who it was news that they weren't visiting him because I think it kind of officially ended Michigan's run at him. I think after three or four visits to the big house with nothing really changing, they realized that it was better coming else, given their pursuits elsewhere. So they chose not to visit him, even though someone was definitely in Georgia, offering Barrett Carter. So I think it's finally time that we can officially nix the chances on Michigan getting hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at this, John. I never really thought that that they were going to ever really get a big chance to land him or flip him or anything along those lines. I know a lot of readers on our website were in the opposite mindset of that Michigan did have a good chance. But I think Michigan at this point, I think they're probably more comfortable going after Andrew Gentry, going after James Pogorelick, one of those other guys, as opposed to a kid that, you do have his brother on your team, but he's been pretty solid to Stanford for pretty much this entire year. I think he committed back in January. So I never really thought that they had a good shot of flipping him, but it definitely notable nonetheless that he did not get a visit, especially with Harbaugh and Gattis over there. Was it Harbaugh in Georgia?
I think
Partridge.
It's not for sure, but I was just guessing Partridge because he's been in Georgia Partridge. In the past.
So, I mean, definitely significant that he did not get a visit, but again, I never expected him to flip anyway. So, in my opinion, not a huge deal. They can move on, get another offensive tackle if they so choose to somewhere else, definitely. But I think that'll wrap it up for this segment here. We will come back and finish the podcast by talking some Michigan basketball recruiting. So stick around. We will be right back. And we are back. We're going to finish our podcast today by talking some Michigan basketball recruiting. And I know by the time that this gets posted on MaizeandBrew.com that Namari Burnett, five-star guard from Chicago, will have already committed to a program. He is set to commit on Tuesday. He is down to Texas Tech, Alabama, Oregon, and Michigan. It seems right now, just the way that the crystal balls are flowing, that he is going to eventually go to Texas Tech. He's got all of the recent crystal ball predictions going to the Red Raiders. John, I'll just ask you this real quick before we move on in this segment. I mean, to me, this is a huge loss if Juwan Howard's not able to reel in Burnett because he's known him since he was pretty much in diapers. Juwan being, so far being able to connect with the kids, the high-ranked kids, this would be a pretty big loss in my opinion if Michigan's not able to get a commitment from him.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. Given all the factors that you brought up with the connections he had with Howard and stuff, it's weird that he never really kind of had any more buzz towards Michigan, even after his visit, things like that. It would have made sense that he considered Michigan much more heavily, but it never seemed to be the case. He planned on waiting a while too to see where, how the programs were that he was still considering were doing, especially because Alabama and Michigan both had first time or first year coaches and their programs. So I think he was, you know, waiting to see how the teams looked before he made a decision. But then he visited Texas Tech and decided to move his recruitment right up. So I think that kind of portended that he was going to be heading to Lubbock, which is kind of surprising. But at the same time, they just made it to the national championship game, so it's not too crazy. Chris Beard's one of the best coaches in the game, so it makes sense that he wants to go there, but it's still disappointing that Michigan didn't at least get more of a chance to show him what they were all about under Juwan.
Yeah, definitely a disappointment. And, you know, like I said, he's known him pretty much his entire life. In my opinion, this is a big letdown. If this is the case, again, we're recording this before this even happens. We don't know a single thing about it. But if Burnett does in fact choose Texas Tech, or, you know, whether it's Texas Tech or Alabama or Oregon, Michigan not getting a commitment from him it's a big letdown. But luckily for Juwan Howard and the Wolverines, they've got a few other options here at the guard position. And, it's not like he's going after it. It's not like it drops off from five star to, you know, three star or, you know, low end four star or what have you. They're going after the big fish here. And, you know, they've been able to go after the big guys and get all these big guys interested. But these guards, they're still high ranked guys, but you're not seeing as much of them as much as these high ranked centers or power forwards is what Michigan has been able to recruit so far under Juwan Howard. The big guy, of course, at the guard position, ranking wise, Joshua Christopher. He's from California, five-star guy, number 11 overall on the composite. As of right now, every crystal ball prediction is in for UCLA. So this would be a big fish to land as well, but it seems like this is another commitment that would not be in favor of Michigan if the recruitment ended today, John.
Yeah, Christopher is interesting. He's always been kind of on the periphery of Michigan, but never really considered them to be that big of a factor for him. But he did move up his official visit date from what is planned to be in March all the way up to the beginning of December. So I think that's interesting and could mean that he wants to make a decision sooner rather than later. I don't know if it'll be UCLA or not. He's a California guy, so it'll be tough to get him away from there. He has connections with Arizona State and Missouri. It's like his brother plays or works for one of the schools. I can't remember right now, but there's some familial connection with both. So those ties are strong too. So Michigan's kind of the one that's the odd man out trying to pitch him towards Michigan without really an existing relationship there. So we'll see. It's good that he's moving up his official visit. We'll see if the two football guys, Green Ward and Stroud, are also Cali guys, so maybe they all can join in together. But we'll see.
Oh, that would certainly be something because, yeah, on his profile, it's not updated yet, but it did have him visiting officially Ann Arbor on March 7th, and then UCLA getting an official visit on January 24th. So maybe he wants to make a decision sooner rather than later. You would certainly like to see that, especially given the early signing period is coming up here. But yeah, I mean, he would be a big addition to the class. He'd obviously be the top-ranked guy at this point, just one spot ahead of Isaiah Todd, a power forward five-star that they got a commitment from last month. But you definitely are looking for another guard to add to this class, I would imagine, with Xavier Simpson leaving after this year. This is his senior season. They've got Zeb Jackson already committed, four-star shooting guard. He's been committed since 2018, so he's been along for all of the ups and downs of the roller coaster, so to speak, of Michigan basketball over that time period. So, what are the other areas that they could go after? Jalen Terry may be another guy that they could extend an offer to. He was a Michigan State commitment for a little while there, but he decommitted they'd be a little late in the game there, but that may be an area that they look to. But other than him, are there any other guys that you could imagine, Juwan getting involved with and possibly trying to get a commitment from?
Yeah, there's not too many other guys. I know Terry's getting a bunch of crystal balls to Louisville right now, so it seems like they jumped on that. That's kind of been one of the issues with Howard's recruiting, is he's going all in for these big guys, but there's not too many guys below them. People are bringing up Zaire Wade because of, Dwayne Wade's son. He just got a big bump in the rankings, actually. He's just within the top 200 now, 3-star guy. Dwayne Wade obviously knows Howard from the playing days in Miami, was a big advocate when he got hired, shouting him out on Twitter a bunch of times. So I think that could definitely be a possibility. And Wade doesn't have that many other big offers to compete against, so that could definitely be an option. But other than that, I'm not really sure of any other guards that Michigan's really in on already. Like you said, they already have Jackson in the class, which is good, having a top 75 player there. But it would be nice to have one or two more, because they're kind of lacking on the wing right now.
Yeah, it's not looking too good if they're not able to get one of these top guys, whether it be Burnett or Christopher, because after that, it really dips down. They would, at this point, I would imagine that if they don't get one of those two guys, they'd probably just stick with what they got with Zeb Jackson, and then probably push for a couple guards in the 2021 class and just roll with what they've got. You've already got a 5-star in Isaiah Todd. It's looking pretty good for Hunter Dickinson right now to go to Michigan. So that would be another top prospect that you get in Ann Arbor. And obviously, you're probably going to land a commitment from Jace Howard, Juwan's son. So that'll be another scholarship spot in the 2020 class. So probably wouldn't have too much space anyways. But I would imagine that if they're not able to get either of those two guys, probably just go for some of the top guys in the 2021 class. They're already on their way with Christian Lander, the 5-star from Indiana. He grew up a Michigan fan, allegedly, and he visited recently as well. So it definitely off to a good start with him. And there would probably be a few other guys that they could go after at that point, high-ranked guards-wise in the 2021 class. So they definitely wouldn't be out of options per se they would be for the 2020 class, but if they're able to make up for it with some of these 5-star guys in 2021, it may be okay for Michigan to just take one guard, the one that they've had committed for the longest period of time.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good to keep perspective here. If he ends up missing and all the guards, but Lance Dickinson, that's three top 100 guys in the class, which I don't know the last time Michigan, if ever, has, probably Fab Five era, but I'm not sure any time under Beilein they did that. So it's still, it's not great to go after all these guys and get excited and then strike out at most of them, but still landing three of them is a big deal and is definitely raising the level of the talent on.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, honestly, John, just to get all of these guys in so quickly with how Juwan has been able to do this, get guys on campus consistently and get them, involved with the program, involved in all of this recruiting. Juwan's done a pretty good job being able to get the attention of these kids Michigan basketball, it had not been a slouch over the last 5 or 6 years under Beilein, but when you go through a head coaching change, you would imagine that you would have to prove yourself first before landing all these top guys. But Juwan obviously hasn't had to do that. Kind of like Penny Hardaway in Memphis, he just hit the ground running recruiting as well. Not a lot of these head coaches can do that when you go to a place like Michigan that, it's a very successful program, but you just don't know what you're getting out of the head coach and the current players and what the team, what the offense and defense is going to look like, and just how everything goes in general. But they've done pretty good being able to get these kids to potentially buy in. Obviously, Isaiah Todd, you've already got to buy in, and Hunter Dickinson, it's looking like it's more of a when, not if kind of thing for him. So definitely good to keep it in perspective, like you said, that you're able to get all these top guys in one class, and then maybe look ahead to the 2021 class for a specific position. If they're not able to get Namari or Joshua Christopher in Ann Arbor in the 2020 class. So definitely good to keep perspective, like you said. John, did you have anything else before we put a bookend here to this pod? I honestly think we did too. And I appreciate you coming on, John, as always. And you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. John, where can they find you at on the Twitter sphere? And be sure to follow Maize and Brew on Twitter at Maize and Brew. Like us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Pretty much any social media, you can find us there. Just search Maize and Brew. Be sure to like and subscribe to all of our podcasts here. Search Maize and Brew Podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. We will have them there. We'll be back with another show tomorrow on the Maize and Brew SB Nation Podcast Network. But for now, we will be back next week with another episode of Future Brew. For John Simmons, I am Vaughn Lozon. Thank you very much for listening, and go Blue!